Hey everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Two Close Girls. It's Abby.
And it's Jory. Hello, hello, ladies and gentlemen and non-binary and everyone in between. Welcome back. We have a fun, random episode today, I would say.
It's the end of the holiday season. We're all over the place. It's been a hectic time, but in a good way. What you end up doing for Hanukkah? How'd it go?
Oh my gosh. Guys, it was so fun. So I was in – my life's crazy. I don't know why I do this, but I do, even though it's like COVID time still. So I was in Chicago. Did it with Saul's family. Literally amazing. I love his family so much. And I was so nervous because I was like, I don't know. Like at first when I met them, they weren't super, super like outgoing and talkative. And I was like nervous because I am. And then I met them and they're amazing and so sweet. So I'm obsessed. Like can't wait to go back. So that was really fun. And then also I crashed like someone's holiday party randomly just because there was like pizza, latkes, and donuts. So
you and Saul didn't know them and you guys just showed up?
So I crashed. So it was Shimra's husband's cousin's party. Sitch. So like it was like I wasn't in the family and it was like very exclusive and I crashed anyways because I like was like, why not? Pre-food. And then we went randomly, Saul and I went to Nashville out of the blue, got good tickets.
Oh, that was random. That's so unlike you.
I know. Like we went Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. Like literally got the best tickets. Our tickets were under 100 round trip.
Oh my God.
I know. And we got the nicest place to stay. And I was like, while I can work remote and like enjoy life, I'm traveling, you know? So we both did that. It is the best city ever. I can't even explain how much fun it was. It was like everywhere you go, people want to know. Okay. Everywhere you go, there's literally music everywhere. There's like a bar after restaurant after bar after restaurant. All has live music playing. Like it's insane. It's like where famous country stars like get big. And there's so much alcohol everywhere. There's like, we did a moonshine tasting. It was so fun. Such a cheap city. And in terms of kosher, there's not so much kosher. We did like vegan. We ate vegan out, but it was really good. But it was just so fun. Like everyone was so nice. We saw the cowboy hats and the boots everywhere. And everyone was saying, y'all. And it really made me feel like I'm not, this is the South. I was in the South. Thankfully, no Confederate flags, anything racist, but I definitely experienced the accents and the kind hospitality. Like, I loved it. Mm-hmm. So I would recommend that to anyone. If you have questions, let me know because I had the best time of my life. And super cheap and affordable.
That like so many bachelorette parties go down there to the extent that it's like annoying that there's bachelorette parties on every corner, but like
there was.
It makes sense. It's cheap. It's fun. Like I could see myself, you know, I mean, I wouldn't like do a bachelorette party so far from Israel, but I don't know. Maybe it's worth it.
I was definitely thinking about that before I went in general. I was like, if I have my bachelorette party, I'd love to have a Nashville because they have those like cars where you like pedal while you drink. You know what I mean?
No.
Have you heard of that?
No.
You pedal the car with your feet and you drink and you keep drinking and you pedal and they're like, drink at a stoplight. And then you pedal when you have to go at the green light.
That's really intense.
It was so cool to watch. And then like every single like truck is like they like rent out the back of the truck and there's like people on the back of the truck dancing and drinking. It's like the craziest. I can't even. I was like, this place is amazing. But also, one more tidbit. If you don't want to drink, you don't have to. we just walked into bars and like listened to live music. Like you don't have to drink if you're like not wanting to do that, which is really nice too. But yeah.
Yeah.
So that was my obsession rant with Nashville. It's best city ever.
No, for real. And I think it's for all ages because my parents also went there and, you know, obviously they kept it more low key and they loved it. Everyone that goes there just.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Yeah. When did they go?
Last year they did like this all American road trip. And
that's so
we just had the best time. So I'm saying like, it sounds like it's for everyone, like bachelorette party girls, couples trips, whatever age you are. Like,
really. Yeah, for sure.
Well, wait, is it, would you say it's better than New York?
It's different. Right. It's just different. Like, I can't compare. I mean, no, I don't know. I don't, it's different city. It's like when I was there, I'm like, this is vacation, you know, like this is a city that feels like vacation. Versus like, say if you're in Chicago or LA, it feels like vacation, but it also feels a little stressful because you have to like drive all these places. It's just like everything's like walking distance.
Yeah.
So I definitely loved it though. It was one of my top cities I've ever been to.
Wow.
As you can tell. Yeah. So we have to go for my bachelor party that isn't going to be soon.
Hey, save the date, everyone. All the coastal is invited.
Yes. Yes. All of our fans will just come with us. We buy a plane. They all just come on to the plane.
So but now that you're back in reality, back in New York, I mean, I guess you're working from Nashville too. Like, what are your plans for this weekend?
Oh my gosh. I actually have really busy plans. So
when is someone trying to like, you're always like shocked with yourself. You're like, oh my God, I'm so busy. But that's literally you all the time.
Oh, thank goodness. I have Shabbos meals both days. So I'm actually giving a Dvar Torah at MJE. So I go to Manhattan Jewish Experience, MJE, at the Jewish Center. I'm giving a Dvar Torah about Vayigash. And I'm so nervous. I don't even know what it's about. I think it's about when
Moshe.
It's not about Moshe either. It's about Joseph. It's when Joseph sees his brothers and they become a family again. I don't know. Yeah. So I'm giving a Dvar Torah on that, and I'm one of those people.
I don't think I'm ever going to be one of those people. I remember girls giving Dvar Torahs back in college, and I was just like eating my deli roll. Like,
I know
about what I'm doing after, but.
But no one really listens, you know what I mean? Like, when people give it, sometimes people really listen, and sometimes people like tune out, you know?
Yeah.
So I'm like, I'm okay with it. People will probably be tuning out. It'll be like at 10:30. So I'm doing a Dvar Torah.
What helped you make that decision? Is it because you're a fellow? So like,
I mean, my chavruta Allison asked me to do it, so I can't say no.
Okay.
I could say no. I very could say no. But I feel like, you know what, might as well. Like, if I'm trying to like become what X like a little more spiritual, like I might as well dive into the Parsha and talk about it.
Yeah.
And then
so what's the moral message at the end? Or are you not gonna give us spoilers? It's a surprise and you have to go to the MJE
exactly.
To find out? Okay.
Well, I'm just not gonna, I don't even know yet, Abby. I need to do research.
Okay, you're still.
I'm still in the beginning stages of understanding the Parsha.
It's Thursday. Like, time is running out for you.
I know. I'm going to do it tonight.
I'm just stressing out because I'd be stressed. So I'm like, are you aware what day it is?
I know. My big day, my big Shabbos day. But what about you, Abby? How was your Hanukkah and the past few weeks?
Oh my gosh. My Hanukkah was really good. I wore an ugly Hanukkah sweater the whole time. It has, you know how in the American one, like on the dreidel, it says Nes Gadol Haya Sham, because it's in Israel. Like there was a
miracle that
happened there. So my sister got this sweater in New York, so it was like there, and then I was wearing it in Israel, and my friend was like, oh, you know, this sweater doesn't actually make sense for here because the big miracle happened here, so like it should have said that, but not like I still got compliments even though it wasn't factored.
I love it. I love
to Israel it. And I think that it's a really good investment in ugly Hanukkah sweater because like you'll literally wear it every year. I've been wearing it for years now, and like, yeah, it's 1 week of the year, but I think it's a really, really great investment.
Everyone loves it. Like, everyone love showing off their sweaters that season, and they'll wear them like every single day.
I did. It's so gross. I wore it like every day. Whatever.
But that's it. That's it. Then you wash it. Then you don't wear it for 365 days.
And then leading up to that, I went to the Save a Child's Heart Hanukkah party. I didn't even know that they had it in Tel Aviv, because I know that we used to have those events in college. And it was so crazy. It was at Haiku Bar. And I don't know. I think like, because I'm older now, I just learned like set your expectations low. And then like if it's fun, it'll be amazing.
Yeah.
So I had no idea what to expect. And then the skyline of the bar was like insane. And and the DJs, like usually in Tel Aviv, it's really hard to find good music. Like people are obsessed with techno. And the music was like 2010 throwbacks, all in English, because it was a very like international event. And there were souvenirs everywhere. And I was just like, I was the perfect amount of drunk. And like, I don't remember the last time I danced like that. Like, for real, it was so fun. Like, I went with a group of girls and we were just like going hard. We didn't know anyone. And
that's so fun.
Yeah.
Look at you, like going to like a gala situation.
And it was a party for charity. That's my goal. My goal for 2022 is partying for charity.
Party for charity, right? It's like buy those expensive, like $100 tickets. It goes for like muster money. It's like charity and like go hard.
Yeah.
I like that. Because you get like free food and drinks.
Yeah. I mean, the drinks weren't free, but because that money went to charity. But yeah.
Nice.
But you know, it's okay. You know. But overall, it was a great time. So that was a couple of days ago already. And then for Yirgun Vartur, I'm also having a big Shabbat week, because let's say on the last episode, I complained about the guy-to-girl ratio at Shabbat meals, and I spoke about I recently met this doctor.
You met a doctor?
No. Sorry, I'm not. He's in medical school. He's in medical school. Like whatever, they're all gonna be doctors. And we basically spoke about how we should merge meals so that the ratio can even out. So now he's bringing a bunch of future doctors to my meal. I'm hooking them up with all the cutest girls in Tel Aviv. And
you too, though, Abs. You too.
I mean, I included myself in
the
cutest girls in Tel Aviv category. Like, yeah. So it's my big Shabbat merger. I'm really excited about it. I don't host meals often. I'm trying to get more into it. Even though it's not really my house, because I don't live in Tel Aviv. It's by my friend Marae, who I'm always crashing by. She loves to cook and I love socializing. So we're a good team.
I love it. Perfect. Yeah. That is so cool. How many people do you think are going to be there?
Like 15.
Oh my god, that's like a big meal.
Yeah,
that's gonna be a big like merger party, like vibe, the drinks and men and
yeah.
I'm excited for you.
Yeah,
it's report back. Text me Saturday night how that went.
Okay, we'll do, and we'll update everyone, and you tell me about the Dvar Torah. Big Shabbats for both of us.
I know. Ours are so different. But yeah.
It's very different vibes. And then tonight, wow, there's a lot going on this weekend for me too. My roommate Helena, who you are besties with, she has like she's just really good at planning. She was also behind the 35 people at Thanksgiving, which was also a success. And tonight we're hosting a murder mystery party, the first murder mystery party I've ever been to. Actually, that's not true. I was a maid at my sister's bat mitzvah. I just really wanted to be the maid, I remember, when I was 10. But tonight it's going to be Las Vegas themed, and I get to be I get to be Lucy Legs, which is like a stage performer.
I love that name. I literally love that name.
It's all like really like sticky and whatever. Like we also have like Agent Avery as the FBI agent. Mimi Martini is the cocktail waitress. It's ridiculous and amazing, and I'm really excited. And I get to be in love with an Elvis impersonator, and we're getting married. So that's like really other than the fact that there's a murder, I'm getting married.
That's so cool.
Yeah,
I love this.
Yeah,
I'm like, why did you guys decide to do a murder mystery? Like, it's like, what was the idea? You just like let's do it.
It was Helena's idea, and like honestly, I just think it comes with being an adult, because this isn't like the first murder mystery party I've heard of. I've heard of two other ones this year. So, and there's actually, I invited one of my friends can't come because she's going to another murder mystery party tonight. So I really don't know why it's trending so much. Yeah, yeah.
Oh my god! So then I should do it.
Yeah. Oh, do it when I'm in New York. That's also a big announcement. Yeah.
I guess.
because of
Abby is moving to New York City officially.
This is how the rumors spread. I am coming to New York for 2 weeks. We're very excited. Me as in me and Jory. And
mm-hmm. So excited.
It was kind of last minute because everything went to shit. My family was supposed to come here for Corona. Before Corona, I said for Corona. I'm like, I mean, Corona's always here, yes. But then Omicron happened. Like, there's a new name for it, I guess. And so then, just spontaneously, the flights were really cheap. And I was like, all right, I'm going to New York. So it's just 2 weeks. And I am still, you know, I'm still playing the dating field. So if you are a nice Jewish male in New York, take me out for drinks, take me out for dinner, take me out to Broadway. I am ready for you. That is my announcement to our male listeners. I mean, you know, I don't know. I think I have chemistry with lots of people. Okay. And
you definitely do.
Yeah.
You're literally like ideal. Like an ideal person for an event to date. Yeah.
You're like the way every episode you're just like, Abby, like I would date you if I didn't have a boyfriend. You know? Like that's literally but yeah, just like the dating scene. I mean, like it's been good. It's been good in Israel. I don't know. There's been like it's been meh. Like I was gonna say I'm ready to take a break. That's not true. I'm not ready to take a break.
Keep fighting for the man.
You know, it's a numbers game. It's a numbers game. You just have to keep on trucking. This is something that happened to me. I don't know if it's interesting or weird. I want to know what you think about it. There was this nice dude that I had a thing with in the army, and like whatever things ended, but it was very cordial. Like he wasn't religious, and I was, and like it was a really big deal for me. At the time, and he just kept like pushing for it, but we were really good friends. And then whatever, eventually he gets a girlfriend, fine. And I wanted to show my coworker, this guy that I had a thing with in the army one day. And so I go on Facebook and then I see we're not Facebook friends anymore. I go on Instagram, we're not Instagram friends anymore. And I go on WhatsApp to ask like, why aren't we friends anymore? And he blocked me on WhatsApp. Like his picture wasn't showing up anymore. And I checked with one of my friends and she could still see his picture from her phone. So I was like, okay, that's so weird. Like we were still on really good terms and like I knew he had a girlfriend, but like I don't know, like it was weird.
He has a girlfriend and he's blocking you.
Yes. No.
That's so weird.
But it gets weirder. Because fine, I'm blocked, I got over it. And I found out that he blocked someone else that he dated who's like a mutual friend, and we're like, okay, like maybe his girlfriend is jealous or whatever, so she blocked us, or I don't know what. And then I think he's still with her. A couple of weeks ago, he started like liking all of Two Coast Girls, like our Instagram posts. And I was like, why?
Oh my God.
Instagram posts? And then like followed me on Instagram, unblocked me on WhatsApp, and like liked my Instagram.
But wait, followed you on Instagram again. Unblocked you on WhatsApp.
Yeah.
And then.
Yeah. So I don't know like what his game is here, but the whole thing is just so strange. And you know what's funny is that like he totally knows about this podcast, so he might be listening and be like, "Oh my god, I'm a stalker," and I don't know.
Oh my god, I love it.
I don't know what his deal is.
First of all, he sounds crazy. Like, why would he do all of that? Also, it's like you can see when he follows you and unfollows you, when he likes our pictures.
That's
either like our pictures or don't like our pictures. So he's obviously liking our pictures. So maybe. And he followed you again.
Yeah.
He unblocked
you. He's going to send me a message.
I think the next step is he's going to try to message you again.
Okay.
And well, I think he blocked you or like didn't want to see you because maybe it was too hard for him because he liked you so much and was going to text you. I don't know. It's weird.
I've heard that from some of my friends, but like, I don't know. He also blocked like the other girl. So at the end, it's just, I don't know what it is. Like, it's either that or the jealous girlfriend. But it was just, it was something interesting that happened. Like, I don't know, because I also haven't heard from him in ages. So it was a blast from the past.
Yeah.
But too bad for him. I'm going back to New York for 2 weeks if he tries to contact me.
Also, you're not down. He's crazy.
No, he's really sweet. He really is. Like, there's no,
bad
blood. So I just think it's like entertaining. I'm like, if you want to be in touch with me, like, just message me. Like, what the fuck? You know?
I'm a little confused. I'm in the outside bubble and I'm like, it's a little weird personally. But
okay,
if you are like,
Yeah, you have to I know don't, him. You have to know him.
Okay.
I'm not going to get back to
that. Can get into
yeah.
That can get into our question.
Yeah.
We have one question from our readers. Thank you, people, for sending in questions. We appreciate it. If your friends don't like him, should you break it off? That is the question.
Are you saying why you would? Oh, okay. You don't like him based on this conversation is what you're saying.
No, I'm saying, like, being in the outside circle, I think it's kind of weird.
Okay.
And, like, I guess I would talk to him again, but I was like, I would really be like, what are you doing? Like, why did you unblock? Why did you block? Why did you start liking all my pics? Like, what's going on here?
Okay. Now that you're
it's a little,
yeah.
Okay. It's a little bit of a, yeah. It's a little bit of a yellow red flag.
Fine.
I don't know how intense your relationship was with him, so maybe it was different.
But at this point, I just want to be friends, so I guess it doesn't matter. Whatever happens, happens.
Yeah, so okay. You can be friends. If he's in your life, great. If he's not, he's not. Yeah.
But back to the reader's question. Okay.
Oh, yeah. So if your friends don't like him, should you break it off? Yes.
Really?
I think so, because sometimes in a relationship, I've had this before. People didn't tell me to break up with him, but like you're in a relationship and sometimes you're like blinded by things. Like you don't realize. For example, Khloe Kardashian, people probably told her to break it off with Tristan, but then Tristan ended up kept cheating. You know what I mean? So if people see red flags in him, obviously Tristan had a lot of red flags. So people see red flags in him and you don't see that. It's hard because you're in the bubble and you think he's perfect and you think he's everything you would ever want. But then again, maybe the way he treats people or does things outside affects your friends. And I don't know, friends are always there and boys are flaky. You know what I mean? So I always would say listen to your friends over the boy because you're really like in like a love zone when that happens.
Yeah, no, my mom always says, I mean, no, this is just like a general statement, you know, boys come and go, but friends are forever. But for me, it depends on like why they don't like him. Like it could just be that like he's a really nice guy, you know, they just don't vibe with him. But like if he vibes with you and they don't say anything that is like a major red flag, then you should. But if they are saying like this dude sucks, then yeah, because like. You're friends with your friends for a reason. Like, they know you.
Yeah.
You know, it's even if you don't see it yourself. So,
yeah. Okay. I'm trying to think of like a really red flag. Yeah. Like, obviously, if he cheated on you, you don't stay with him. Bye. But like, I'm a little, but we both have a little bit of different views on that.
Yeah.
We gave the answer. So, whoever would like to go with, which answer would be best? Go with my answer because I'm always right.
Okay. You know, yeah.
No.
Maybe you are. Wait, let's you're the one in the relationship and I'm not. So Jory knows what she's talking about.
Well, that's what I'm thinking. Like if all my friends really didn't like Saul and I was in a relationship with him, I'm in a bubble right now. And I see Saul as being like perfect and I love him so much. And it's hard. Like I'm trying to think of myself like trying to get out of that. It would really be hard for me.
Yeah.
And I'd really have to have a serious conversation with my friends, knowing why they don't like him, for me to decide that. But yeah, so that's what I would say. Or when your friends tell you things over and over again that are red flags about the guy, and you don't listen.
That's what I'm saying. In theory, we're like, oh my god, you should totally listen to your friends, and then like when it's actually, you're like, oh, you guys just don't know him like I do, you know, like.
Yeah.
That's like not a red flag. If anything, it's a green flag.
Like, oh my God.
Okay.
But what's that? Before we get to our other questions, do we have any other stories to talk about?
Well, yeah, I was getting into it before we got into our first reader question. I've also been going on Hinge dates, getting set up. And this week, I don't think like, I've been on like I always think that my dates have been like pretty okay and not terrible. And I wouldn't say that this one was terrible either. I've just never, the guy was like such a narcissist. By the way, this is the one that I met on Hinge. And he just, like, I've never been on a date where I felt like a prop character in his life. Like, I felt like I didn't exist and that he just kept talking and talking and talking. And I know so much about his family and his job.
I hate that. And his travels. I hate guys like that.
Well, that's happened to you before?
They literally just talk about themselves the entire time.
Yeah.
Like, did you ask? Like, he doesn't know anything about me. I have to, like, insert info and details. And, like, oh, and you know that, like, I went to XYZ high school. Like, he doesn't ask. I ask him every single thing in the world.
Yeah.
I feel you. I hate the States.
It's like,
okay, continue.
No, even when you try to insert something, you know, he was like, oh, well, I traveled to this place. And then I'll try to say, oh, I was there too. And then he'll say, well, that reminds me of a time. Like, he'll just, like, cut me off and, like, keep talking.
I know.
It was exhausting. And we walked for so long. Because on first dates, I always believe, like, giving it really, really, like, I commit, like, a lot of hours.
That's really nice.
I don't know. Because, you know, you don't know if they're nervous at the beginning and if they're giving you wrong vibes. And then, like, when it was over, like, oh my God, I've never seen someone speak that much about themselves. And I was like, okay, like, he probably thought I was boring because I didn't get a chance to speak. And then, like, 20 minutes after I got back to my apartment, he was like, oh, hey, like, I had a great time. Like, I hope you did too. Sweet dreams, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, what? Like, I'm not, you had a great time because you were talking about yourself the whole time. So that's why it was fun for you. But, like, he doesn't even know who I am. If I could have been any girl, and he would have had a great time. And so that...
Literally just knows your name. Literally knows
your name. Really, the fact that it was, like, hours of the date, and, like, he just talked and talked. It's, yeah.
You should have ended it as earlier.
I know. I know.
I'm, like, a firm believer, like, if it's not going well within the first hour, or even I'm just, like, this person's not for me, I'm going to end it. Because I don't want to waste my time.
I know. That's what
it's okay. It's okay. You're a nice person and you give chances, unlike me.
And I don't think so. Really? I don't know. I feel like you're always like, oh, like, go on the second date, like, just in case.
I say that. In terms of the first date, if you weren't, say, I mean, for him, I wouldn't go on a second date with this guy, the narcissist.
Okay. Well, I kind of agree to it. Don't kill me. I didn't know what to do. I didn't answer for a day. Yeah, I didn't answer forever. And then I don't know, like, I just, like, I was like, okay, well, maybe he was really nervous and that's why he talked about himself. But he wasn't nervous. He was just a narcissist. And, like, yeah. Okay.
I mean, it's a red flag.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, I'm saying in general, not necessarily for you. I'm saying in general. If the person really talks about themselves most of the time and doesn't know anything about you, I'm like, you want a relationship or you want to start off where he's caring about who you are as a person and takes you into consideration.
No, 100%. I mean, I'm going to New York anyway, so, like, we're still talking, but I don't – yeah.
I love how you say you're going to New York. You're going to New York for 2 weeks.
Well, I'm saying, like, you know – no, but you know how, like, if you're not in touch with someone for 2 weeks, you could just get rid of them?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm saying, like, that. Yeah.
So you can do that.
Yeah. Okay. So – or, I don't know, maybe we'll stay in touch and I'll go on. I don't know. I'm too nice. You're right.
I mean, like, is he really cute?
He's okay.
You'll have to show me a picture later.
Okay, I will.
And then we'll
post a picture of him on our Instagram. So, and you guys can comment, like, do you think I should run on a second date with him? You know, because sometimes cocky can be hot. But there's a difference between being, like, cocky in a good way and, like, cocky as in he only cares about himself. And I think it was the latter. Yeah. But yeah. I don't know. Like, and I'm not the only one that's been – I really don't know how people, you know, find their person on dating apps. I know we've spoken about this before, but my good friend also just went on a really shitty date from a dating app. Like, I got her on the dating app. She was very against it. And she's like, you know what? Like, fuck it. I'm going to try it out. And I feel bad because her first date, like, experience on it was really bad. Like – the guy said that he was, like, to meet at a certain place, and then she waited there for an hour, and then she texts him. She's like, where are you? He's like, what do you mean? I'm waiting outside your house in my car. But he told her to meet her not at her house, at a different place. So that was already weird, and then it took him an hour and a half to get there, and then he was just, like, kind of, you know, awkward, which is fine. You know, people are awkward on first dates, but then he just started talking about, like, insecurities, and he was like, yeah, I'm just so embarrassed because, like, my penis is so big. And she was like, what?
What?
Yeah. She said
he was embarrassed.
I feel like it was a way to, like, flex about his
flex
penis. And this is the first date. They're not talking about anything sexual. I just, like, and I think it was like trying to tell her on the first date, but like not be cocky about it. It was just like very like, I don't know, pick me boy energy, which is like, oh, like no one likes me, but also like I'm really big and you should know. And she was just like at that point, like, I want to go home. This was such a bad idea.
So weird. Yeah. I've never had anything like that happen to me.
I know. It's like, okay, like, you know, you have to background check these guys or I don't know. And then like, yeah, it was obviously like they didn't go out again. And I wish her good dates in the future because I feel bad because I really like pushed her to go. But you know, like, that's just how it goes. But yeah.
It's trial and error.
Yeah, it really is. Yeah, so New York boys, after you heard me complain a lot, but yeah, so you have to show me a good time. I'm there for a good time, not a long time. Yala, let's go.
What?
I'm not.
You got it. I'm so excited. So
I'm in a slutty way.
No, for sure. Yeah. For New Year's, I'm going to try to do a party. We'll see. Like a small intimate party.
For all of you guys who haven't started thinking about New Year's, me and Jory think about just party opportunities all the time. And we're just letting you know that New Year's falls on Shabbat this year on Friday night. So if you keep Shabbat, it's going to be a little more difficult. But we can make it happen.
It's fine. Yeah. We'll do a Shabbos party. Shabbos parties are fun.
Yeah.
It'll be different vibes. Also, 2022 is more exciting, I think, because I love even numbers.
I also like even numbers.
Yeah, okay.
I'm really excited for 2022 also. Like, I got a planner that says 2022 that no one else could see.
Ooh,
last year,
I love it.
Yes, last year it was a pink planner. But
2021?
Yeah. I'm saying no. Last year it was pink. This year it's red to show that I've matured and grown as a woman.
Oh, wow. It's
symbolic.
Okay. Mine is gray.
Okay.
I'm to grandma.
No, that's a very clean color for a clean new year.
LOL. Okay, so we have a few more readers' questions. Two more. So one of the questions are, should you keep going out with someone if there's no chemistry after the first couple of dates? So this kind of goes back to what you were saying, in a sense, about your past date.
Yeah.
Should you keep going out with someone if there's no chemistry? I don't think so. I'm usually like, if there's no chemistry after date one, if he's super cute, yeah, I'll give him another chance. If he's not, then I'm not going to go out again.
Yeah.
Honestly, that's how I think. But
I don't know. Like, I don't know. Was your first date with Saul like magical? Because I feel like a lot of the time, like, I have had magical first dates. I really have. Where I'm just so sure about it. But I think that it happens very rarely. And you know, I think that I was more excited about things when I was 18. And now that I'm 25, it's like, I don't know, I have like a different outlook. Like, do we share the same values? Do we want the same things out of life? And then like, maybe see if chemistry could build from there. You know what I'm saying? Because you might have so much in common.
So let's think. I hear you. When I went out with Saul, we talked for the first time video. It was really good. Our conversation was good.
Over video?
And then and then our first real date, it was good. So I'm bad with that. But like, it was, he asked questions about me. I asked questions about him. It was like mutual. I mean, everyone's probably experience is different and people meet in different ways. But I'm saying if there's no chemistry after the second date, no. Like, you shouldn't be going on another date with him.
Okay. Interesting. Okay. I think because I'm going through that, like, I don't know, that, like, you just...
You want it to work.
Yeah.
Want it
because the guy is so good. Yeah. Like, I'm like, he's so great. Like, why am I not into this? And, you know?
Well, you have had some... interesting situation.
Yes.
Where the guys have been great. All obsessed with you and so great that, like, of course.
And I hate for them. I really do. And I don't, like, I don't under, it's really just, like, how my mind and body reacts to the person. And, like, I'm upset about it. I still think about guys that I, like, you know, that were really into me. And And I was like, shit, like, why wasn't I into him? That was so stupid. Mm-hmm. So this feels a very personal question because.
Actually, I've had that same experience as you have. I'm thinking about it now. I dated this guy a little bit ago, like 3 years probably now. And he was so nice to me, very wealthy, like paid for everything. And I didn't feel anything, but I went out with him because like, maybe. We made it to like the fourth date or something or fifth date. And then I ended it with him.
Oh, wow.
And I just said no.
Deep in.
Yeah, because I was like, maybe because he's rich and I could. It was, I felt like a princess. Like he really treated me very nicely.
Wait, so his only redeeming quality was that he was rich. Oh, and I guess he was also really sweet. Okay.
He was nice. Yeah, he was really, really nice. He loved my friends. My friends liked him. But I didn't feel anything. I really didn't. And I was like, what am I doing? You know?
Okay.
He wasn't so cute.
Okay.
Well, that's maybe that's why it was easier. He wasn't super cute.
No, but I've even been with like guys that are objectively cute and sometimes like I just don't feel it.
It's hard. So I would say I've been in your sitch.
Okay.
So
I think like the valid answer, like I think both of us would agree. You said second date. I would say give it up till the third date.
I would give it to third. I agree. Give it up to the third date.
Yeah.
But if also, there's nothing there, then bye.
Yeah. But also like don't go into the dates like dreading it either. Cause then you're like gonna have a bad time, you know. Like if you're like, fine, I'll give him a second date, and you go into it with like a shitty attitude. Because I know that I've done that.
No, try to make it the best.
Yeah,
be like, this time it's gonna work. Yeah. This time I'll get the chemistry. Then if you don't get the chemistry,
you need some of that. Hebrew word of the day: chemistry in Hebrew is chimia. You need some of that chimia.
Chimia.
Yeah. Spicy chimia. Okay, so we have one last listener's question. If I just got out of a relationship, let's say how long should I be single or like?
How long should I be single?
Okay.
Like, I think if I just got a relationship, how long should I be single for? I mean, I don't know. I don't have so much experience on this because usually it's kind of like I get out of a relationship and then I'm single for like 3 years, 2 years. So, I'm not that lucky to have a boyfriend real quick.
Yeah.
But I would say I think it's definitely probably like you need, I think, time by yourself. Time for yourself to digest the relationship, be on your own, do your own thing again, relive who you are because sometimes you lose yourself in a relationship. Get back to who you are and then start dating someone. So I would say that probably would take, I'm guessing, like neither of us are pros at this answer, but I would say like 2 months, 3 months. I mean, you could always start dating again, but not seriously. I would wait until you digest that last relationship. Think about it. Maybe I should be like a dating coach. I feel good about that.
Yeah. You enjoy answering these questions.
Yeah. I enjoy answering these questions. Yeah, I would digest the relationship, think about the pros and the cons, and then see what you're looking for in your next one. And that takes time.
Yeah, no, I agree with the 2-3 months. Let's say 3 again because 3 is our lucky number. Give him 3 dates, okay? Give yourself 3 months to recuperate. And I guess it also depends on the heartbreak. I don't think I've experienced heartbreak since I was like 17, which makes me sound like a really cold-hearted person. But I guess that's good. I've been protecting myself. I haven't been too vulnerable for a couple of years now, for many years. But I know that heartbreak is – I've seen my friends take like a year like to get over a guy. So, you know, if they went out with him for a long time. But I think if you're someone, you know, that does want to get back into it, I do think it's important just like – Because jumping into it right after, it's going to be a rebound. You're going to be comparing it to everything with your ex. Like, it's just not going to be helpful.
Yeah. So, yeah. I agree with you.
It's a lucky number.
Yeah, I'm not so big about the rebound sitch either, but it's like, if that helps you, be like, oh, this guy likes me too and he's cute, but like, I don't want to date him. Like, okay, go for it. Love it. So, thanks, guys, for sending in questions.
We know it's cuffing season, so everyone's up to something. Thanks for sending us the questions. Just make sure that you put yourself first. with everything.
I 100% agree. Put yourself first. Think about yourself. Be selfish. Okay. What else? I think that's it.
Yeah, I think we have reached the end of our episode. It was lovely chatting with everyone. And we will let you know how our Shabbats go in the next episode.
Yeah. Have a great week, guys.
Bye, Koshi.
And we will talk very soon. Bye.
Bye-bye.